Captain Eric Peter Jacobson was among the five who died when the Alaska Ranger sank last Easter in the Bering Sea. Since that day, his daughter Karen has been on a journey to find out more about the father she was only just beginning to know. KIAL's Ann Hillman spoke with Jacobson and the filmmaker who's trying to capture the story of the sea captain's daughter.
When Karen Jacobson was 9 years old, her father left his family behind and went to Alaska to work on fishing boats. As Eric Peter Jacobson worked his way up to captain, he focused on fishing and seldom visited his children on the East Coast. Though Karen was hurt by her father's neglect, when she was in her early 20s, she decided to find him again.
I think I was becoming bitter, you know, since I didn't see him and he didn't contact us that much. But like I said, he was kind of someone who spent a lot of time at work, work-orientated, and he was out to sea a lot. And I decided if I don't call him and try to arrange to see him, I don't know if I'm going to see him again. So I just had to kind of swallow my pride, and I wanted to know my dad, and thank God, you know, I reconnected with him.
Over the next few years, they spoke on the phone, and she went to visit him once before they lost touch again.
I remember one time some time elapsed, and he said, you know, years like a day to him. He just loses track of time, but he always told me he loved me and my brother. But mostly I tried to keep in touch with him and pursued the relationship.
At the urging of a friend, Karen called her father in mid-2007 and reconnected once more. They spoke on the phone, joking and laughing. About 6 months later, after finishing Easter brunch, she received word that her father, the captain of the Alaska Ranger, went down with the ship.
You know, the sea took my father, and I don't have any regrets because, you know, I know I loved him, and I know that he loved me, and I had some time with him by mostly my own efforts.
She went to see him for the last time.
I expected him just to pop out of the casket and say, ooh, you know, because he was always like a jokester, you know, joking around and very energetic and didn't sit still too much, you know.
Since the funeral, Jacobson has been on a journey to find out more about her father. She's joined by her friend, amateur filmmaker Lisa Haggerty, and they're trying to piece together Captain Jacobson's life while facing the emotional challenges of making the story into a film.
I want to keep the camera running as a filmmaker, and as a friend, I want to shut it off and give her a hug, but I have to just use my discretion and then tell her ahead of time, hey, listen, you know, just know I'm capturing this because I want to, and I love you, and I'll give you a hug afterwards, but we need to get this emotion. We need to capture these things.
They hope the tale of the sea captain's daughter will help others see the importance of forgiveness and letting go.
This story hopefully will help other people to love one another, to forgive one another, to just to hold every day precious, because we never know when something like this could occur.
Jacobson and Haggerty are still seeking funding and contacts for their film project. You can find out more through their website, www.alaskarangerfilmproject.com. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.